Welcome to Plants and Cats, a show all about all the things that Erica loves. And now your host, Erica Broom.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Plants and Cats. I am your host, Erica Broom, and today we are going to talk about tarot. So if you have already tuned into my previous episodes, you'll know that at the end of each episode, I have been pulling a card. We're still going to do that today, but today I wanted to go a little more in depth on tarot and how it can help you. So, full disclosure, before we get started, I am absolutely not a tarot expert. I bought my first tarot deck when I was 13 years old, but I didn't pick it up again until about a year ago, so I'm still learning. So, when I first picked up my first tarot deck, I was very young and I didn't really get a whole lot of support from the people around me, so I kind of hid that part of myself away for quite a while, which is why I didn't really pick it up again until recently. But thankfully, I have a very amazing and supportive husband who loves... thank you. Who loves to support me by burping on my podcast, but... either way, so I'm just sort of... just getting back into tarot these days. I am going to have some suggestions on books to read a little later in this episode too. So if you're just getting started with tarot or you haven't gotten started but you're interested, stay listening because I'm going to give you some awesome tips on how to get started on your tarot journey. So one of the things that I love about tarot is that it can really help you gain clarity in your life if you're facing a challenge or difficulty. So one of the things that tarot will help you to do is to be introspective and to look at the issue from a different angle. So one of the things that I really enjoy about tarot is that, well, I pull a card for myself pretty much every morning. And usually when I just do a single card pull for myself, I just ask, you know, what do I need to know today? Or if you're more spiritual like I am, you can ask the question, what does my higher self want me to hear today? Or what do I need to know today? Or like, what does the universe want me to know today? So you can be as spiritual as you want, or you can just use it as a tool to kind of be introspective. It doesn't necessarily have to be a spiritual practice. So when you pull a card for yourself, typically what I do in the morning is, you know, what do I need to hear today? So I will look at the card, and I always look at the meaning in the book. Well, first of all, I don't have all the cards memorized because I don't. So, but I like to read what the author of the deck has written, because each tarot deck, all the meanings of the cards are typically the same, but each tarot deck has, like, you know, the author or the artist has their own interpretation of what each card means. So I like to read what the guidebook says every time that I pull a card, but then I like to take from that, you know, what resonates the most for me. So when you are reading cards for yourself, typically not everything is going to resonate 100%. Like you might pull a card that says something about, like, oh, your business is going to be really successful next week or something, but you're like, well, I don't have a business. So you can interpret that a different way, or you can just take that part of it and completely discard it, because like I said, not everything is always going to resonate 100%. You kind of have to read into the cards a little bit and figure out what meaning it is that you need to see today. So another thing that I wanted to mention about tarot is that there is this myth that you cannot buy your own tarot deck, or you can't buy your first tarot deck for yourself. But I disagree with that, and so do a lot of other tarot practitioners. You can buy your own deck. It doesn't have to be gifted to you. I think that's a little bit of a old wives' tale. If you're looking for a tarot deck, go to any store or like online metaphysical store or something like that and just browse around and see which ones kind of jump out at you. When you find a deck that is meant to be yours, you will know. So the deck that I am going to be reading from a little later today is the gold and black edition of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. And when I saw that one in my local metaphysical store, I could not stop thinking about it. It took me like a month to go back and actually buy it. Thankfully, it was still in stock when I went back. It must have meant to be. But I could not stop thinking about that tarot deck. And mind you, I have a lot of tarot decks already. So I knew when I saw that one, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, that I needed that one too for my collection. So it is okay to buy your own tarot deck if you want to, if you'd rather someone gift it to you, obviously that's okay too. Your tarot deck or your tarot practice is, you know, your own. So take or leave whatever you want from what I'm saying today. But if you want to purchase your own deck, you can. Don't let anyone tell you that that is the wrong way to do it. Your tarot practice is fully your own, and whatever works for you is what's going to work for you. So there's another myth that I've heard a little bit of recently with all of my research I've been doing, is that you can't do readings for yourself, that you can only do them for other people. And that is 100% BS. That is not true. You can definitely do readings for yourself, and you should be doing readings for yourself. That is how you're going to get better at reading the cards. That is how you're going to become more in tune with your deck and understand the meanings of each card. And it is also how you're going to, if you believe in this, kind of imbue your own energy into the cards a little bit more. The more you use your cards, obviously the better you're going to become, but the more of your own energy that is going to get like kind of transferred into the deck, and therefore your readings will become more accurate and you'll have a more fun time doing it if you're more in tune with your deck. So like I was saying, I do a daily card pull for myself. So what I would suggest if you're new to tarot, or you're just getting started, or maybe you're just kind of returning to it, it is an excellent tool to get better at reading your cards. So in the morning or in the evening, whatever time of day works for you, kind of fold it into maybe your morning routine. That's what I usually do. I'll sit down at my altar and I will do a little meditation and I will pull a card for myself. So when you do this, just sit with your deck for a minute and think of the question that you want to answer. Tarot cards are very good at answering the what and why versus a yes or no question. So if you're wanting a more specific question, phrase it in a way that asks a sort of open-ended question rather than, for example, if you're looking for a new job or you have a job interview next week, if you were to ask, will I get the job next week? That's a yes or no answer, which won't necessarily, it might work for you, but a better way to phrase that kind of question would be, what can I expect from this new job opportunity? Or what can I expect from this interview? So that would be a more open-ended question where the tarot would be able to help you be introspective and really consider what challenges that you're facing or maybe what blocks that you are putting up in order to maybe self-sabotage yourself. You know, if you really want this job, but you're scared of taking this new leap in your career, you might unintentionally self-sabotage yourself, and the tarot might help you uncover what that would be. So when you are reading your tarot cards, if you're doing a daily pull for yourself, definitely read through the book, especially if you are new to the cards. Of course, if you, once you become a little bit more in tune with your cards, you'll be able to kind of pull out meanings from the images and stuff like that on the cards, or like the different colors or the symbols and stuff like that. But it's important to, especially when you're first learning, just read through the meaning of each of the cards that you pull for yourself and just really pay attention to what sticks out to you the most when you are reading that. And that is the message that you need for that day. So they are also an excellent tool for a meditation practice. So if you pull a card at the start of your day with the intent of what you need to meditate on, that's a great way to get started with reading tarot, of course, but also a meditation practice. One of the things that I like to do, if I haven't meditated for a while, and I have definitely been guilty of going weeks without doing that, but you know, it is an important part of my spiritual practice. It's nice to just clear your mind and just be in the moment. So if you are looking to start more of a meditation practice for yourself, one good way to do that would be to pull a daily card with the intention of what you need to meditate on. So I will do that. I'll just be like, what do I need to think about more deeply today, or what do I need to meditate on? And then I will read the card. And then what I usually do is just go over to YouTube and type in guided meditation for blank. So if I pulled a card that was like, you need to focus more on making some money, so I would type in guided meditation for manifesting money, for an example. So there are lots of resources available on YouTube. There are endless guided meditations. Of course, some are, not all are created equal. Some are better than others. But just, you'll eventually, if you do it enough, you'll find kind of what channels work the best for you, like YouTube channels work the best for you as far as like what the person, what their voice sounds like or the types of music that they play. You're going to find some that you don't like, but just keep looking until you find some that you do. So there are many ways to interpret the tarot, whether you use the guidebook or you go by what your intuition tells you. So there is no right or wrong way to read the tarot if it works for you. If you disagree with me on that, you can fight me. But I think that whatever interpretation stands out to you the most, that is totally valid. And you don't have to use the guidebook. If you want to just completely go on your intuition and just read the cards by looking at the images and just see what comes to you, that is totally okay too. That's not the way that I read my tarot, mostly because I want to hear what the author's interpretation of it is. But the longer that I go reading tarot, usually before I will look at the book, I will kind of look at the card a little bit and see what comes up to for me. And that is another really great way to learn the tarot and figure out what interpretations are coming up for you, is if you look at the card first and then reference the guidebook. Often, once you get enough practice, often you might find that what your interpretation was very close to what the book said. So that's always a nice kind of spiritual pat on the back, I guess, when you get it right without having to look at the book. So so yeah, that is some. Those are some of the things that I love about tarot. I could probably talk for 3 hours on all of the things that I love about it, but I kind of wanted to just give you listeners a little taste of what tarot is about. If you are looking to find out more information about tarot, I do have a couple of book recommendations. Full disclosure, I have not read two of these that I'm about to tell you about. I've heard good things about them, but one of them I read about half. So this one here, it's called I'm recommending books that I haven't read, but this one,
That's a generous half.
Okay, Sean is calling me out. It's more of a quarter of this book. To be fair, this book is really beefy, and it's more about, like, this book goes through each card individually and kind of explains, like, what element each of them are, like, the theme of each card, and then it, like, goes in depth. There's an in-depth write-up, as well as the divinatory meanings and what it means reversed, so from what I have read from this book, it has been very informative. I just haven't picked it up in a while or finished it. So, but anyway, this book is called The New Tarot Handbook by Rachel Polak. I will put these books in the show notes. So if you're driving right now and don't have time to write this down, just check the show notes later on. I will have all of these resources listed there for you. But this one is, yeah, it's a really good handbook if you are trying to learn if you're trying to become more in tune with the meanings of each of the cards. If you're good at memorization, I am not, which is probably why I've been struggling to finish this one. But from what I have read of it, it is very informative, and it's nice that it has a really good breakdown of each of the cards. In the front of the book also, there is a few different like spreads that you can use for tarot cards. So you can do a daily pull by just doing one card, or you can pull like anywhere up to like 12 cards and just based on. There are different spreads. I'm not going to get into spreads today. Another episode, maybe. So another one that I have heard really good things of, I have not read either of these ones I'm about to recommend to you, but I have heard really good things, and I do intend on reading them very soon. But this one that I'm holding here is called The Kitchen Table Tarot by Melissa Sinova. So this one is, it's kind of, I think, really similar to the other one I just suggested, but it feels like it's a little bit more digestible, I guess, just the way it's written. So it goes through each card individually and tells you what the meaning is, what the inverted meaning is and everything. And it just kind of helps you learn what the cards are individually. So the back of the book says, learn to read with your own voice and get the answers to all of your questions. So there you go. What else do you need to know from that? The other book that I would recommend is Tarot Elements. So this one is more, so it's called Tarot Elements, Five Readings to Reset Your Life. So it's by the same author, Melissa Sinova. And this one is mostly kind of geared towards helping you actually tune in with your practice. So there's a lot of spreads here. It explains the different like meanings for the positions of each card in the spreads. There's like tons of information in here. So I would definitely recommend checking those three out. Of course, there are so many tarot books available. So if those ones don't stand out to you, just Google it, find out some other ones. So yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today as far as tarot goes. So of course we are going to pull a card as we always do. So this card pull is from, like I said, my gold and black edition of the OG Rider-Waite-Smith deck. So I don't know much history about this one, but I think that was made in the 1920s, and a lot of decks are kind of really based off of this set. So the artwork on this one is legitimately just the original Rider-Waite tarot. So if you're familiar with that, you kind of know what that art style looks like. But this one is gold and black. So the backgrounds on each of these are black, and then the actual images are in gold foil, which is really nice. And that is probably the reason why I got so stoked on this deck when I first saw it. I am a sucker for gold foil. So we're going to shuffle the deck, and we're going to see what card comes out today for the listeners. That one just popped right out of there. So we are going with the Two of Swords today. All right, so the Two of Swords. So I'm going to kind of explain, if you're not familiar with the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. This one is, there is a woman, she is sitting on a chair in front of what looks to be either a lake or the ocean. There is a crescent moon hanging in the dark night sky. She's got two swords and she's blindfolded. The swords are, she's crossing her arms in front of her and holding the swords at kind of an outward angle. So the meaning of this card. So twos are about making choices, and swords indicate mental conflicts. This card shows a blindfolded person back to the ocean holding two crossed swords. A crescent moon hangs in the night sky. Poised but indecisive, you may be unable to make a choice or are deliberately waiting for the right moment. Feeling at a cross purposes, there may not be enough information for a wise conclusion. Reason and logic are not providing answers. The moon and sea suggests that intuition rather than reason is more accessible at this time. This can be about maintaining a delicate balance so as not to jeopardize a situation. Diplomacy may be required. So ask yourself, what are you trying to keep in balance? You could be suspending judgment, procrastinating, or refusing to take sides. So what are you hesitating to do? At worst, a desire for order and stability leads to blind conformity and rigidity. Don't rush into anything. When the tide of affairs has changed, your decision will be more obvious. So I think what this card is telling us, dear listener, is that we need to tune into our intuition and not rush into anything. So you might be facing a challenge or a choice in your life, either right now or soon. Make sure that you take the time to sit with your thoughts and your feelings and sort of figure out where your heart wants to lead you. So when you're facing this challenge, it might feel like you don't know what the answer is, and you might not know right away, but usually deep down inside, our guts are telling us what the actual answer is. A lot of the time, it is so easy to just ignore our intuition. I have definitely been guilty of that many times in my life. One time falling off a horse and ending up in the hospital because I did not listen to my intuition screaming to me that horse riding was not a good idea that day. That is one example of many that I have, but it is really important to listen to what your intuition is telling you. We literally all have an intuition, but a lot of us ignore it a lot of the time. But if your gut is telling you something is not right about the situation, you need to stop and listen to that feeling, because often we are 100% correct in the way we are feeling. So I think that the Two of Swords is telling us to make sure that we're listening to that inner voice and to not ignore that inner voice. It is very important to listen to yourself and to put yourself first. We are all very guilty of not doing that, especially these days. So I hope that helped. If that card did not resonate with you at all, that's okay. I'll pull a card next week or listen to one of the other previous episodes that I've already recorded. Maybe one of those tarot cards will resonate with you too. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Plants and Cats. To support my show, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so more folks can find this awesome podcast. This podcast is brought to you by The Babes Club, an empowerment app for femmes and thems. Head to the www.thebabes.club or the App Store to download today to start on the journey towards finding your inner badass babe. Listener mail can be sent to plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. If you send me an email, I may read it on the show. See you next week, babe.